And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, Barrett Propane, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Augie's, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Cliff Castle Casino, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Talk of the Town. This is our Thursday roundtable. Also, we tend to profile the community of Cottonwood on our Thursdays. And this Thursday is no exception. We've got Christian Oliva Del Rio, who'll be joining us momentarily. He is the president and CEO of the Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce. And so we'll get an update on what's going on in the Cottonwood COVID world. Because I know that it's been a real challenge for a lot of organizations to, you know, maintain their level of excitement when you can't have too many events. But things seem to be getting ready to lighten up a little bit. So we'll see what kind of plans they have at the Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce and what they've been doing in the meantime to keep people engaged in what is one of the more exciting stories in tourism in Arizona, what's been going on in Old Town Cottonwood in particular, but in the Cottonwood Verde Valley area as a whole, in the wine country and so forth. So anyway, Christian Oliva Del Rio will join us momentarily, and we'll be talking Cottonwood with you. And then a little bit later on, we're going to visit the new executive orders being released by Governor Doug Ducey today regarding schools and what that will mean for you and your school-age kids. So all that and more coming up here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com and on Facebook Live. We'll see you in a minute.
Stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This year, we celebrate St. Patty's Day along with Prescott Brewing Company's 27th anniversary here in downtown Prescott. Come on in and have an early bird St. Patty's Day platter of corned beef, cabbage, red potatoes, and carrots on Monday, March 15th. That's a couple of days early as we also release our once-a-year batch of Defiance Imperial Red Ale, served in a Belgian-style tulip glass. We only brew it once a year, so get it while you can. At Prescott Brewing Company, see you then on Monday, March 15th.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reaper Graphics today.
Bruce, this isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, I would hasten to add that we would extend the same courtesy to the Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce, as a membership in that organization helps you with regard to networking in Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, and I would certainly encourage you to pursue that. And one of the people that you would end up talking to is Christian Olivo Del Rio. He is the president and CEO of the Cottonwood Verde Valley Chamber of Commerce. Christian, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Sanford. And just to say, Marnie Yule at the Prescott Valley and Sherry Haney at Prescott are all good friends of mine, and I don't mind promoting them as well. They're helping us out. So something about that chamber world we like to share with each other.
Yes, indeed. It's a very small town in chamber world.
Yep. And we do watch out for each other.
So let's start with some nuts and bolts here with regard to what's going on with the Cottonwood Chamber. How many members do you have currently, and what have you been doing as far as maintaining the office or allowing for any kind of in-person experience with the Cottonwood Chamber and the office?
Sure. You know, we're just shy of 500 members. As far as, you know, restrictions in the office, there's not too many other than, you know, we do want people to wear masks and respect social distancing just like everywhere else. We've been pretty lucky. Most everybody that comes to visit us is you know, compliant and respectful. And so it's been great. It's been a little bit challenging for us. You know, we couldn't operate without our volunteers. And during this time, we've had quite a few that have had to step back just because of concerns with COVID. So it's a little bit more challenging. And then, of course, you know, we are supposed to be promoting the area and telling everybody to come visit us. But the challenge is, you know, we also are in the middle of a pandemic and want to be safe, clean, and ready. And luckily, the city of Cottonwood and many of the municipalities here in the Verde Valley have adopted that safe, clean, ready approach. And there are many of our businesses that will display a sticker on their window that, you know, they are taking the CDC guidelines and any guidelines within their own municipalities, and doing everything they can to make people feel safe and comfortable. You know, it's about building that consumer confidence again, and realizing that, you know, life is beginning to, I hope, beginning to get back to normal.
You, chamber office in Cottonwood does function as an official tourist information center, correct?
Correct. Yes, we are registered with the Office of Tourism, the Arizona Office of Tourism. We are an AVIC, which is an Arizona Visitor Information Center. And I like to stress the information part of that. One of the benefits we found during this COVID crisis was, you know, we weren't seeing too many tourists coming through, but many of our locals began coming into our information center, and I think that's one of the biggest things I'd like to stress to them is that, you know, we have many resources here for locals. You know, we have multiple businesses that are members of our chamber, and we have contacts for, you know, painting, garage door installation, just about any kind of business you can imagine. We could refer somebody for you. And, you know, we have all kinds of other information, phone books. There are people that still use phone books. And, you know, maps and plenty of other good things in there. So a lot of our nonprofits and there's all kinds of resources in your local information center.
Any kind of a roundabout number you could give us in terms of in-person visits or phone calls? Have you sent out any relocation packets, things like that?
Actually, yes. Relocation packets have actually been on the rise. It seems more people are wanting to move to our state and our area specifically. We on average, lately, I'm surprised, but happy to say that we've been seeing roughly about 17 to 30 people in a day, and that's been beginning to pick up. It's nothing like Sedona Chamber. They see hundreds of people. But we're happy that we are beginning to see that number increase. There are people coming to the area for sure.
Yeah, that relationship between Sedona and Cottonwood is something I'd like to talk to you about in the second half of our interview segment here. We're talking with Christian Oliva Del Rio. He is the president and CEO of the Cottonwood Verde Valley Chamber of Commerce. So I won't make you go through the list of all the events that we canceled during the pandemic.
Thank you.
But I'm wondering if you're seeing your way clear to maybe put a couple of things on the calendar and get back to the idea of doing some monthly networking amongst the members of the Cottonwood Verde Valley Chamber.
Yes, absolutely. You know, our members, I think, are chomping at the bit to get together. And, you know, people have been kind of cooped up here for the last year, and we're looking to, you know, get some in-person visits. It is a little bit more challenging with having to keep social distancing and all. But, yes, we're looking to bring that back hopefully in the next month. We've been talking with friends of the Verde River here, and they've had some experience with doing a virtual event, so we're going to kind of try to do maybe a hybrid event where we can have some in person and some virtually. We're exploring that. The Old Town Association, also, we actually just met this week, and they are beginning to look at different events for the calendar. They've got one that is their annual, it's the Rat Rods, the fifth annual Rat Rod show, car show. It's going to be coming to Old Town April 10th. It's a Saturday, great day. It's probably about 50 to 60 different cars that will be parked along one side in Old Town, and people roaming the streets, live music, and it's a great event. Come on down. We'd love to have you there. There's plenty of space in Old Town to spread out, and we've got great restaurants and tasting rooms down there. Would love for you to come out. Another one happening in the end of April is this is an annual Emerging Winemakers competition through the Southwest Wine Center up there at Yavapai College. That would be coming out Saturday, April 24th, excuse me. And this one is a, I believe, all virtual event. It is still a little bit challenging for some of the vineyards to get together on those things. So look for more to come. We absolutely are exploring, and we think, you know, with time here coming up in the next few months and more people getting vaccinated and these kind of things, I'm very hopeful and thinking we're going to be able to beat this thing.
I was going to say that that's got to be awfully tempting, having a virtual wine tasting.
Right.
I mean, yeah, of all the things. Now, as far as what folks can learn about Cottonwood and Old Town, you have a number of ways in which folks can access your website, and you've got videos that can give people like virtual tours and stuff like that.
We do. We actually have a YouTube channel as well, and you know, we've been doing. I host another TV show that is Rediscover the Verde Valley, and so we try to get different members highlighted on there, and you know, there is so many things to do in the entire Verde Valley that are outdoor adventure related. You know, you can actually get away from the crowds and enjoy the beauty of our Verde Valley here. And so I would definitely recommend checking out our YouTube channel. It's Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce. And we also have Facebook and Instagram, so our social media. So we will be posting more, hopefully, upcoming events and, you know, highlighting areas and things that you can do in the Verde Valley. And then, of course, like I said, our visitor information center, we are open Monday through Friday at our Cove Parkway location, 9 to 5, but we just recently opened up a new location in Old Town Cottonwood as well, and that one's open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5. So a lot of great information and plenty of things to do and see in the Verde Valley.
Well, I also throw a plug in for how great Cottonwood is as a place to do business. When we opened up our Cottonwood office in 2015 down in Old Town, it really was refreshing to see the kind of support that we received from the city and from local business people and, of course, from the folks at the chamber, so much so that we were able to actually expand and move into a bigger location a couple of years ago. So as far as a place to do business, I can tell you firsthand that Cottonwood, Arizona is right up with any place else you could think of where you have folks there that are truly interested in local, keeping things local, a vibrant economy. I can tell you that it was a real eye-opener for me to see what Cottonwood had become 7 years ago. With all the, you know, restaurants and wine taste rooms and so forth. But all of that has expanded greatly since then. You've added a number of restaurants and also some places to stay, because that really was kind of the knock against Old Town, right? Is that you've got all these restaurants and wine tastings and shops and everything, but not too many hotel motel rooms.
Right. So, you know, in Old Town itself, we actually have three hotels down there. The Haunted Group, which is, you know, would be the Bocce restaurant, Nick's Italian restaurant, and the Tavern Grill there. And they have the Tavern Hotel. I believe that's 60, 65 rooms down there. And very high class, very nice place. We also have the Cottonwood Hotel. And the Iron Horse is kind of in the process of refurbishing. We also have a couple Airbnb type suites downtown as well, but we have Spring Hills suite coming in that's actually being built right now, and it's exciting. You know, we are moving up, if you will, and there is plenty of places to stay.
Well, I would highly recommend to anyone listening that has not visited Old Town Cottonwood in recent memory to go down there and really check it out, because it is a place that you will want to go back to again and again. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Christian Oliva Del Rio, the president and CEO of the Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce, and you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and streaming live at kqna.com, and I see you there, Facebook Live.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Auggie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods, and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Auggie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330 and online at auggiesprescott.com. Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
An injury, medical condition, or the wear and tear of life. They can all keep you from the activities you enjoy. If an orthopedic procedure is on your horizon, or if you need care for an accident that results in a fracture or other injury, choose Dr. Francisco Jaume with Dignity Health, Yavapai Regional Medical Group. Dr. Jaume has the experience you want when you're facing a potentially life-changing condition. He's a board-certified orthopedic specialist skilled in the latest surgical procedures. Dr. Jaume specializes in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, hand hand and shoulder surgery, fracture and tendon repair, joint replacements, and most of all, helping you enjoy life again. Learn more at dignityhealth.org/YRMC or call 928-708-4545. Hello, human kindness.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back live with Christian Oliva Del Rio. He's the president and CEO of the Cottonwood Verde Valley Chamber of Commerce and an alumni of Yavapai College, which I would assume you must be pretty happy to have Yavapai College as a community partner with the chamber.
Absolutely. You know, actually, before I got my chamber job, I actually was an adjunct instructor at Yavapai College. So, you know, I know firsthand the good work they do. And tell you, also with my predecessor, Lana Tollison, I'm sure you've met Lana.
Oh, yeah.
We actually worked hand-in-hand with the college directly in polling our chamber members to see what the needs are as far as workforce and whatnot. And they were working directly with us, and it was great because it was, you know, roundtable sessions with real life, you know, problems and issues for workforce, and Yavapai College was willing and did create curriculum based on the needs of our members. So Yavapai College is a great partner, and I can't say enough good things about them.
Yeah, just the whole concept of the Southwest Wine Center and teaching
right.
Enology and then being able to place people right there in the wine country, it's just really
Absolutely.
A smart way to go.
Yeah.
And by the way, my involvement with the Cottonwood Chamber dates all the way back to Pete Seesaw.
Wow.
Pete was a one of a kind. I really enjoyed every time that I had a chance to sit with him. We would probably talk about 5 minutes worth of business and an hour and a half worth of hunting and
right.
And stuff like that. And fishing.
Avid fisherman, too. Yeah.
Pete was a great guy. Really,
great guy.
Really
loved
him.
You know, what's interesting about that is one of my volunteers that we had is actually his granddaughter, Catherine. And it was amazing to, you know, have that other generation come through. It was great.
That was very cool. Well, I wanted to get a few minutes talking about the relationship between Cottonwood and Sedona, and just as a general theme, the reason that Cottonwood is there in some ways functions as kind of what an employment source for Sedona, that, you know, because that's kind of where the affordable housing is.
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, really we've been having a lot of these discussions here in the Verde Valley regarding workforce housing, and you are correct that the majority of the workforce from that goes to Sedona, you know, lives in the Cottonwood area. And, challenge, obviously, is there's limited land space, and you know, with the beauty surrounding us, there are many times individuals that may not want housing development in their neighborhood, and so we face a little bit of a challenge there. We have been trying to bring the region together. Actually, we were able to do this in the beginning of 2020. And then COVID hit and kind of sent us all for a loop. But we have been working regionally very well for a number of years. The silos seem to be coming down. And the region has, you know, realized that there is a desperate need for workforce housing in the area. And so we are and do partner with the Sedona Chamber quite a bit, as well as the city of Sedona. You know, a lot of the benefits in working regionally is that Sedona is a draw for most people, and you know, if we all work together, all ships will rise with the tide. And they've been an amazing partner in working with us. We also formed the Sedona Verde Valley Tourism Council, probably a good 15 or so years ago. And that was kind of our first experience of, or at least mine, in the walls coming down. I know when I first moved here 26 years ago, you know, it was very, again, siloed. And that's what it took, you know, tourism and realizing that this region as a whole can be marketed as a destination, you know, with everything within 20 minutes. You know, I can go to Sedona or Camp Verde, for that matter, in less than 20 minutes and see all kinds of beautiful things and different. You know, it is very different from Camp Verde to the Sedona area or the Cottonwood area. So looking at the region as a whole, I'm happy to say that the Verde Valley is really coming together and realizing that we need to work together.
Well, I think I would be remiss if I didn't also at least spend a couple minutes talking about the wine country. That is something that has attracted a lot of attention, not just here locally, but all over the country, of what's been going on there. And that encompasses Cottonwood, Jerome, Page Springs, Yavapai County in general. Where are things developmentally speaking with regard to the wine country as a whole, and then what benefits has the city of Cottonwood and the Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce seen from the burgeoning wine industry there?
It truly has a huge economic impact on the entire area. There's a lot of money that comes in, and you know, the nice thing about our region, there are basically three regions in the state of Arizona known for the wine. There's a couple down south, Wilcox area, and we, as the Verde Valley, the benefit that we have here is there are so many other things to do. The wine draws them here, but the rest of the outdoor activities keep them here, and that's the beauty of it here. We are, I believe, number one on the list to receive the AVA, which is an American Viticulture Area designation. That's a federal designation. And we're at the top of the list for the next designation. Wilcox and Sonoyta, both down south, are AVA areas. And that will be a huge benefit to the entire Verde Valley. And again, when we talk about the Verde Valley as a destination, with that AVA designation, that's going to really make things explode, and I think for the positive. And it is definitely directly related to the wine industry.
All right, you know, so what is on Christian Oliva del Rio's wish list in terms of what you'd like to see coming into or happening in Cottonwood that you think would kind of catapult the community to a new level?
You know, we would love to see our own wine event. I think that the majority of the tasting rooms are in our Old Town district. And again, with new hotels being built in the area, there's more of a draw. And one of the discussions we've been having is trying to establish a signature wine event that would draw people from all over. That would be amazing to see. That would be one of the bigger things. Now, you know, actually it was interesting. I was just speaking with Michelle here in the office, and one of the things that we've been trying to have happen here for quite some time is a conference-type hotel. Mm-hmm. If we could get something like that, we have many organizations that reach out to us just because the Verde Valley is really being put on the map, and we're getting many requests for organizations, businesses, to host their conferences here, their annual conferences. And one of our challenges is, unfortunately, we just don't have a place to accommodate a large conference. Boy, between that and a huge signature wine event, I think the economy would do great. Although, I'm hearing, Cottonwood and the Verde Valley and many municipalities actually have done quite well with sales tax revenues during this time, mm-hmm. which has been quite interesting.
Yep, you know? that is the hidden success story of
right?
what has gone on in Arizona and a lot of places. That while a lot of other areas, states, communities have experienced double-digit drops in revenues, Arizona has not only maintained but even a slight increase, which
right.
you know is like a boom compared to what's going on in other places.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting, and it. I've asked several people, and there doesn't really seem to be a rhyme or reason to which businesses have been very successful and which ones that have not, you know. And we're speaking with, we have Quilters Quarters here in town, and they do Barina sewing machines, and they do repair and all kinds of things. They do quilting. Actually, the ladies in that group were the ones that were first making face masks and PPEs for the hospital. Anyway, she was sharing with me, the owner there, that they, when March hit, she was terrified that their business was going to have to close. But more and more people, I guess, staying home, pulled out their sewing machines, and there was a need. And she said she had a better year in 2020 than she had the previous year.
Amazing.
And it was quite interesting. She thought her business was going to have to close down. So you just never know, you know. Housing market has been booming. Car sales have been booming. it's been very interesting here.
Well, for folks that have been listening that either own a business or want to know more about what's going on there in Cottonwood, what's the best way for them to reach out to the Cottonwood Verde Valley Chamber of Commerce?
Sure. 928-634-7593, or our website is cottonwoodchamberaz.org.
Super. Well, continued success to our brethren in Cottonwood, and I feel a little thirst coming on, so I think I think we may be heading in your direction before
Great.
Long.
Thank you, Sanford. I sure do appreciate the time.
Take care, Christian. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Christian Oliva Del Rio, the president CEO of the Cottonwood Verde Valley Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to give you the latest on the new executive order from Governor Ducey requiring schools to return to in-person learning. That'll be coming up momentarily here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live on KQNA.com, but I'm not sure what's happening with Facebook Live.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home where the view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a Vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba dabba do.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We're KQ&A.
Time now for a check of your news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Yavapai County Board of Supervisors has voted to sell several portions of property on Highway 89A in Prescott Valley.
Yesterday, the board looked at five parcels near the Arizona Downs, one of which includes the nearly 64,000 square foot exhibition center. According to Chairman Craig Brown, three sections will be sold while two others will be kept for future emergency large animal shelter needs. During a meeting last month, the board approved the sale of five other parcels. With yesterday's actions, Yavapai County staff members will start the final appraisal efforts, and the property will then be placed up for auction. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
The Viewpoint Drive extension is expected to open 1 week from today.
The new roadway corridor in Prescott Valley has been planned for some time in order to relieve the steady increase of traffic on the Robert and Glassford Hill Road corridors. According to Public Works Director Norm Davis, changes in current traffic patterns are expected. Lee Engineering has helped the Public Works Department study traffic control needs caused by the new corridors, and they're recommending changes at the six intersections that run from Lakeshore to Roundup Drives. This includes switching the current stop condition for Viewpoint at both side streets of Spouse and Manly Drives, for which advance warning signage will be put into place to alert drivers. The Prescott Valley Town Council will discuss the traffic control change during its study session at 5:30 tonight in the Library Auditorium on Skoog Boulevard. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Clear and breezy overnight tonight, sunny and windy tomorrow with gusts near 20 miles per hour, calling for mostly sunny skies and breezy for your weekend. Expect a low of 31 tonight in the Prescott Quad Cities with a high tomorrow of 66, Saturday high of 65. 36 the low tonight for Cottonwood with a high tomorrow of 74, into the weekend with a high of 73. This check of your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. I'm Lindsay Draper for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Auggie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods, and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Auggie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330 and online at auggiesprescott.com. Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back talking about the executive order that came out today from Governor Doug Ducey that required schools to return to in-person learning. And there is some specific information with regard to schools in Yavapai County. So that's why we wanted to bring this to your attention. Governor Ducey issuing a new executive order today, yesterday actually, returning schools to in-person teacher-led instruction. And according to metrics developed by the CDC, 12 of Arizona's 15 counties are in phases where all schools are safe to open, including the state's two largest counties, Maricopa and Pima. Now, according to Governor Ducey, he says Arizona students need to be back in the classroom. More than half of the Arizona schools are open and offering in-person options. And so, according to Governor Ducey's order, more schools need to follow their lead and pave the way for education options for every Arizona student. So, the under the order, schools are to return to in-person learning by March 15th or after spring break. And an exception is being made for middle school and high schools located in counties with quote-unquote high transmission of COVID-19 as defined by the CDC, which currently includes three Arizona counties, Coconino, Pinal, and Yavapai. So the CDC, however, is clear there is a safe pathway for all schools to open at any transmission level and to stay open if they implement proper mitigation strategies. Of course, a student may continue participating in virtual instruction if their parent or guardian chooses that. Now, you probably will wonder what the response has been to the governor's order, and it's actually been enthusiastically welcomed by a number of champions of education in the Arizona State Legislature. Starting with Senator Paul Boyer of Glendale, he's the chairman of the Arizona Senate Education Committee. He says that Arizona's kids and families have undergone a tremendous amount of stress through the pandemic. And Senator Boyer says he's glad to see more students going back to the classroom and that the guidance coming from Arizona Department of Health Services will help ensure families are ready to send their kids back, that they can do so. The sentiment is also being echoed by a Mesa representative, Michelle Udall, the chairman of the House Education Committee. She says the data is clear. Kids can go back to school. Many students have fallen behind, especially those in low-income communities. The governor's order will protect students' needs while following CDC guidelines. So the order updates school reopening benchmarks that were first developed and announced in August 2020 with the metrics that were recently developed by the CDC. And these metrics define transmission levels as low, moderate, substantial, and high. And the Arizona Department of Health Services has released the latest county-by-county information based on those CDC metrics. So again, the four categories of transmission levels of COVID-19 are defined as low, moderate, substantial, and high. And let me just run these down to you really quick. Apache County is considered substantial, as is Cochise County. As we mentioned, Coconino County is one of the three high places. Gila County, substantial. Graham County, moderate. Greenlee, La Paz, Maricopa, and Mojave, all listed as substantial. Navajo County, high. Pima County, substantial. Pinal County, high. Santa Cruz County, moderate. Yavapai County as substantial, and Yuma as moderate. Those are the transmission levels as defined by the CDC, low, moderate, substantial, and high. Interesting that you find that The three counties that they're saying are with a high transmission rate, Coconino, Yavapai, and Pinal, but yet the key box that they've included as their graphic, they show Yavapai as substantial rather than high, which is actually one level below high. So not sure exactly how that is determined, but nonetheless, I would imagine Chuck Roberts is here with me. I would imagine that there's been more than a share of desperate parents that have had to deal with doing homeschooling for an extended period of time. And it's really not good for education. It's not good for the kids. Not good for the parents.
Well, it is particularly difficult for my youngest grandson, who is a senior this year, because academically, yeah, you can do all this stuff online. But that senior year, everybody knows, that's the year you'll always remember. That's the one with the photographs and the prom and all the big football games and basketball. And he lost out on and all that stuff. But and the other thing you're talking about is, if you don't like the information, wait, because it'll change tomorrow. It's hard to figure out. And at some point, I think, as maybe the governor's trying to say, is press on.
Right.
Press
exactly.
on.
You know, I think at some point you have to recognize the fact that, and it is a fact, that kids are not a huge source of COVID-19 transmission, just in general. And so what they're talking about with the CDC guidelines, they're talking about counties and their transmission mm-hmm. levels. When you get down to the school-age kids, 18 and under, those numbers are very, very, very small. And not only that, but the symptoms tend to be very, very mild for the ones that do end up getting the COVID. So I think in general, we've carried this thing about as far as we possibly can. And at some point, you know, you just have to, like you say, just kind of, you know, hitch up your pants and get in there and get back to work.
Well, there's only, 3 months left? I mean, like you said, you got spring break, quote unquote spring break, but then you have April, May, and June. You're out.
I'm just curious how this is going to pan out in terms of the testing that is done at the state level with regard to determining whether or not school-age kids are meeting the goals of the curriculum that's being offered in public schools, because supposedly there was a relationship at some point between the testing and whether or not some students could even advance from one grade to the next.
Wouldn't it be interesting to take a look at the SAT scores? It might take a year or so for us to get an analysis of that, but I can't imagine the SATs are up.
Yeah, it's been a very difficult situation, and there's no easy fix, but the governor is saying, okay, enough is enough. Let's
move on.
Put the kids back in school, and let's try to get something of our world back to normal. We're going to take a quick break, back with more live here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com, and looks like Facebook Live is still working.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby, and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation,
closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
At American Family Insurance, we've always protected more than what you drive. We protected and supported the dreams that drive you. That's why we're extending our 10% savings on auto premium for all current and new personal auto customers through March, so you can continue to dream fearlessly. After all, dreams have always been valuable, but they've never been more important, and neither has supporting them. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Some exclusions apply. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This year, we celebrate St. Patty's Day along with Prescott Brewing Company's 27th anniversary here in downtown Prescott. Come on in and have an early bird St. Patty's Day platter of corned beef, cabbage, red potatoes, and carrots on Monday, March 15th. That's a couple of days early as we also release our once-a-year batch of Defiance Imperial Red Ale, served in a Belgian-style tulip glass. We only brew it once a year, so get it while you can. At Prescott Brewing Company, see you then on Monday, March 15th.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back. We were talking about the executive order that Governor Ducey just issued that requires schools to return to in-person living. But again, there are exceptions for students whose parents do not or are willing to allow them to continue working, learning virtually. I will tell you that, I had the COVID. I got it. So I can really relate on some levels to, the fear that people have of getting it. But then secondly, the fear that you get once you have it, because you really don't know whether you're going to be, a light case, mild, medium, or something more.
Well, you weren't hospitalized, were you?
I wasn't. I was fortunate if the symptoms that I experienced on the first day had continued and gotten worse, I would have ended up in the hospital. Absolutely. I had just chills from head to toe and feeling faint, like I was going to pass out on the floor. And that was my introduction.
Was your sense of smell or taste?
No, never lost the smell or the taste.
You never know. Huh?
Thank goodness for my doctor, Kurt Krupnik, from Krupnik Enhanced Care. Dr. Kurt was available to me on Saturday and Sunday while I was in Lake Havasu. This is when I came down with it. We were getting ready actually to take a trip from Havasu down to Yuma, and the morning that we were getting ready to leave is when I came down with this.
So there was no doubt in your mind something was wrong?
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay.
Without a doubt. And so Terry and I went to a rapid results testing facility that was close to our house. We both got tested. I was positive. She was negative. Which was good in a sense because it gave us a couple days for her to go out and get us some groceries because 3 days later she tested positive. And so, we ended up in a two-week quarantine. And things did go fairly smoothly. Doc got me a steroid for my breathing and Z-Pak to, you know, get us through the infectious part. And things gradually started to get better and better and better. No appetite whatsoever. I mean, I just literally didn't want to eat at all. And then finally, after about 3-4 days of nothing but scrambled eggs and soup, I elected to impose breakfast burrito therapy. And I went to the you know, to the Rebel Barbecue. I had someone bring me from the Rebel Barbecue in Lake Havasu a brisket scrambled egg burrito, which I ate. And
it was therapeutic.
It's like all my taste buds woke up. I mean, I never lost my sense of taste. I just lost my desire. And so that thing just, you know, turned me right up, and it was all good after that. But yeah, we are through it. We got through it. We are blessed that we were able to experience, you know, somewhat milder symptoms than a lot of people. So anyway, definitely nothing to take lightly. But we want to say thanks to Christian Oliva Del Rio, President and CEO of the Cottonwood Chamber, for joining us as our guest, and Chuck Roberts here in the studio, and Mason Pennington pushing the Facebook Live. And so we're glad that you guys were able to join us. Stay tuned. We've got Mark Levin, Talk of the Quad Cities, continuing. And we'll be back tomorrow at 4 to talk J.J. Watt and other fun stuff on Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, Barrett Propane, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Augie's, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Cliff Castle Casino, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 M Prescott, 89.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.